G, and welcome back to another recap and review of HBO's The Last of Us on Infamous Virus. The Last of Us is an American post-apocalyptic drama television series created by Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann for HBO. Based on the 2013 video game developed by Naughty Dog, the series is set 20 years after a mass fungal infection caused by a mutation of cordyceps, which sparked a global pandemic. The infection causes its victims to transform into hostile, cannibalistic creatures resembling zombies. The series follows Joel, Pedro Pascal, a smuggler tasked with escorting the teenager Ellie, Bella Ramsey, across a post-apocalyptic United States. Episode 8, When We Are in Need. After discovering Joel's wound is infected, Ellie ventures out to find food. While hunting a deer, she encounters David and James. She makes a deal to trade the deer for penicillin, which James returns to camp to obtain. Meanwhile, David, a preacher, explains that he was a teacher and found God after the outbreak, and is now the leader of a group of survivors. He reveals the man who was stabbed, and subsequently killed by, Joel, was a member of his group. Ellie runs away after James gives her the penicillin under David's orders. Ellie returns to Joel and injects him with penicillin. The following day, she spots David and James with a group of men seeking vengeance against Joel. She flees on horseback to draw them away from Joel, but is captured after James shoots and kills her horse. David places her in a cage at his camp. Ellie notices an ear on the floor. David reveals he has been feeding his group human meat. He tells her he admires her strength and violence and they could begin a relationship, but she breaks his finger. Meanwhile, Joel awakens and kills one of David's men, then tortures and kills two more to discover Ellie's whereabouts. Ellie bites David as he and James grab her. Before they can kill her, she tells them that she is infected, as proven by her bite mark. While they argue whether it is real, Ellie kills James with a meat cleaver and escapes. As David hunts her, she sets fire to the steakhouse. She stabs him with a kitchen knife, but he overpowers and attempts to rape her. Ellie grabs David's fallen meat cleaver and kills him in a frenzied attack. Joel startles Ellie as she wanders in shock outside. Joel embraces and comforts Ellie, and they walk away. This episode was a tough and heavy one. I mean, pretty much every episode of the show has been tough and heavy, but, like, in a good way. But this one, man! So let's go through a little breakdown of my notes I took while I was watching the episode. My first question might be answerable, but what is, like, the jerky stuff that they're eating that's wrapped in, like, the newspaper or a napkin or whatever it is? Is it just, like, an artificial meat jerky? Is it dried veggies? Is it some sort of post-apocalyptic lamba spread from Lord of the Rings? It looks like tree bark on screen most of the times, and I need to know what it is. So if you know what it's called in the game or what they're actually eating in the show, please let me know, because I cannot stop thinking about what tree bark would taste like every time they eat it on the show. My next question is, and I don't know if it's so much of a question or just a general thing, but I noticed when Ellie was first confronting David and James in the woods, she deepened her voice a little. It sounded differently, and I don't know if maybe it's because it was cold or she just fell on her face or whatever, but I'm almost wondering if it's a conscious choice she made to make her voice sound deeper to try and be more threatening. Also, in case you didn't know this, the actor that plays James is actually Joel's voice actor from The Last of Us game, so that's a pretty cool cameo role. I'm sure a lot of the questions I have for these videos could easily be solved by Googling or searching on a subreddit, but that takes the fun out of these videos and gives you guys reasons to comment on them. So was Alec the guy that Joel killed, the one that attacked them when they were leaving the university campus in episode 6, or was he someone else they killed along the way? Because I cannot really keep track of who they're killing on this show. My heart goes out to Ellie during the course of this episode. She's just a kid currently going through like the 9th circle of hell and basically has Joel's life in her hands and no one to ask for help. Another episode with an amazing performance from Bella Ramsey. Ellie is really lucky that Joel isn't allergic to penicillin, or the show would have taken a completely different turn. Also, and this just might be a me thing, but if Joel has a fever, why didn't she try and make like an ice pack out of like snow or whatever to try and help break the fever? Maybe, I know she's got a couple years of military school under her belt, but I don't know how many life-saving things Fedra would actually teach kids. I feel like they're pretty die people. I feel like they're pretty like, he's dead, he's sick, he's dead. Like, that's kind of their motto or whatever. When Ellie was feeding snow to the horse, I was like, man, I'm so glad through all these losses in the show and all these horrible things that keep happening to Joel and Ellie that this horse is still alive. And then I had to retract that statement about 5 minutes later when the horse was shot and killed. I was devastated. Rest in peace, horse. This is truly the greatest loss in television history. Ellie's wild cowgirl days will be put on pause for a while. So jumping into the meat, get it? Because there were cannibals in this episode, so the meat of this episode. Apparently, even in a post-apocalyptic world, the Catholic Church is still abusing and raping children, which doesn't really surprise me. And this specific religious group also eats people as well. David was a truly terrifying character, and from other reviews I've read and stuff I've seen online, it seems like his character adaptation from the game made him even worse of a person than he was in the game. He was slimy and terrible and like just the worst. There's a list of disgusting things he did this episode that I could just rhyme off, and probably the worst one is him trying to rape and then kill Ellie. That scene is so raw and horrific. Ellie screams while she just stabs him over and over again with the meat cleaver was bone-chilling. And even her initial fighting and screaming when Joel finds her because she's so traumatized was just so sad. And then when they're walking away, just like, she has no color in her face and she's just like, there's nothing behind her eyes. She's just like, gone. I think Ellie's innocence, what little she had left, was truly, truly lost after this episode. So speaking of Joel, he finally gets back into action in this episode and does some killing. He was very much, according to my play-by-play notes, a deranged big friend searching for his imprisoned baby child, which is a goofy way of saying that Joel was so incredibly determined to save Ellie. Though a few episodes ago, he stated to Ellie that he is not her father and she is not his daughter, but I do really think after an experience like this where Ellie has been trying to save Joel's life after he was stabbed, has changed their relationship to more of a familial one and less of a handler and cargo one, I really think he's starting to see her as someone he cares about and not just someone he needs to take to a destination. I also think him saving Ellie in this episode was sort of a personal thing, like he wasn't able to save Sarah, but he could save Ellie. So I think trying to save Ellie is his way of maybe apologizing to Sarah somehow or helping him gain closure from that. So the next episode is the season finale. It's been renewed for season 2, but I really wanted to read through the game's plot and see how the game ends versus how the show's gonna end, or like where in the game's plot we are, if we're halfway through, if we're a quarter in, if we're at the end. I have a really strong feeling based off what Bella Ramsey said about the finale. It was exhausting, she reflects, but those were some of my favorite days on set. That sounds really masochistic, but it's the scenes that break me that I love the most in a way. It's going to divide people massively. Massively. I definitely think it's going to end on a cliffhanger and leave us all in suspense till season 2 premieres, probably sometime next year in 2024. I'm so excited, but I'm also completely dreading in the best way possible to see how this season ends next weekend. What were your thoughts on the upcoming finale? Are you scared or excited? Let me know in the comments. As always, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. I'll see you next weekend for the last ever recap and review of season 1 of The Last of Us. Stay groovy.